This is Sharon Vornholt with the Louisville Gals Real Estate Blog, and today I want to talk about double closings, or as some folks call them, simultaneous closings. And that is because you will both buy the property and sell the property on the same day. Now, this seems to cause a lot of confusion with people, and I'm going to try to break it down to where it's easier to understand. So let's talk about, first of all, how it works. In this type of transaction, there will be two parts. The A to B closing will be where you actually buy the house from your seller. In this case, the seller is A and you are the B party for the transaction. Now, in the second transaction where you're the owner of the house, you bought the house, and now you're getting ready to sell it to your end buyer, which in almost all cases will be another investor. I will be the B person because I will now be the seller, and the C person will be my end buyer. So the A to B is when as the investor, buy the property, and the B to C transaction is where you are the seller and you are selling it to your end buyer. Now, these are two separate closings, and therefore you're going to have two HUD-1 statements. So that's one important thing to remember. This is not the same as an assignment. These are two separate closings. Now, do you need cash for a double closing as the B party in the transaction? No, you really don't, because you're going to go into the closing room. You're going to set it up so that the B to C closing comes first and you sign that paperwork. Now, be aware that your end buyer will be bringing money to the closing, but there will be no funds dispersed at this point in time. The B to C closing is only for the purposes of signing the paperwork at that particular time, when it's in the first position, and the closing attorney or the title company will collect the money from your end buyer. At that point in time, I get up and walk into the second room and I will actually buy the property. So it's all about the paperwork. So let's backtrack one time. We're going to close the B to C transaction first. We're going to sign the paperwork. In my case, I close with an attorney. He will collect the funds, but he holds those funds. And remember that you have to bring certified funds to a closing. So my end buyer will have a cashier's check. So the closing company knows that the money is there. There's no question about whether the money's going to clear or anything like that. So my end buyer will wait in the room. He's always an investor, so he knows that I'm doing a double closing. I will then walk into a different closing room with my seller, my motivated seller, and I will sign on the dotted line. They will sign on the dotted line. We will, once it's all done, then my closing attorney will leave the room, go make copies of all the paperwork, and it's at that point in time where he cuts the checks for the closing. He will then come back and give my seller his check. Typically, he'll thank them and say, Sharon, I need to talk to you for a minute. And then he will give me my check. We'll go into the other room, and I will give the keys to my buyers if I haven't already done that. Now, I have great buyers on my buyers list, and they will almost always go pick up the lockbox for me and bring it to closing. And so it's really very simple. So to answer the question, can you really close a wholesale deal with no money? Yes, you can, so long as you've already had it, as you already have it sold. You know, this is the secret sauce is that your end buyer is bringing certified funds. You know, they've already given that money to the attorney so that you know with absolute certainty that this transaction will close. Now, this is really no different if you stop to think about it than at times when I have a closing with an out-of-town buyer. You know, if they are, my motivated seller happens to be an absentee owner and they're in a different state, they will send in their paperwork signed and it will come into the closing company. I will meet my end buyer there. We will go in and sign the paperwork. Then the checks will be cut and my motivated seller who might live way across the country will get their funds. This is, with the double closing, it's the thing you need to remember is you just sign in a different order. No money is being dispersed until the point in time when that everything has happened. All the paperwork is signed on both closings. Now, to really make this work, you're going to need one thing. You're going to need a cash buyer as your end buyer. Now, a cash buyer is really anybody that shows up with some type of cash payment at a closing. It can be that they actually have cash. I have some of those buyers on my list. They could just sit down and they could write a personal check, but they know that they have to bring a certified check to the closing. They may be taking money from their self-directed Roth IRA. A lot of people buy property out of their IRA, and if you remember that in the case of a self-directed Roth IRA, any money that you earn on a real estate transaction goes back into that IRA completely tax-free. So this is an enormous wealth-building opportunity. Now, they may bring private money or hard money to the closing. If you remember, hard money is someone that will loan you the money. You're typically going to pay a pretty hefty amount in fees and points, and your interest rate is going to be higher. Now, with private money, you can often get money in single digits. Stop and think about it for just a minute. If you have someone that has money sitting in a bank at 2%, 3%, 4%, if they were really lucky, maybe making that much money. I don't know of any bank that's paying that amount. But let's say that it's 2 or 3%. What if you could go to that person and say, I'll quintuple your earnings on your money and it will be secured by real estate? Would that be something that would interest you? There are a whole lot of folks out there that would have a resounding yes. That would really be of interest to me. So private money can be found just about everybody. And the one thing I would tell you about private money is don't prejudge people. You cannot tell by looking at somebody if they have money or they don't have money. In fact, very often the people that have a lot of money don't look like they have a lot of money. You know, they don't drive the fancy cars. They don't have the big houses. They are savers or kind of silent investors. So private money is one source of cash. Another source of cash that a lot of my folks on my buyers list use are would-be investor-friendly banks. Now, these are small banks in your area, generally that have portfolio loans. They keep the mortgages, the loans in-house. That's the deciding factor there. They're not going out to and sell those loans on the open market. So you want to look for your small, local, investor-friendly banks, and they're everywhere. They're not going to be your great big Wells Fargo's and PNC's and Bank of America's and those type of places. But in my area, we have a bank or two that they're just great to work with. They're experienced with working with investors. They understand double closings. They don't have a problem with double closings. And here's the thing. They can almost always close a loan in somewhere around 10 days. Sometimes sooner if you really need it sooner. I don't think I've ever had one to take longer than 14 days. But they can close quickly. Because they understand our business and how we do business, they are great people to work with. So let me just give you a tip for working with those folks. You're going to need to have some ability to pay the loan back, which means you or your spouse is probably going to have to have a job at this particular time, or you're going to have a mature enough business that you can show that you have regular income. But they're certainly going to look at your ability to pay back the loan. But once you go in and you get approved by them, then you will have to go in. It used to be every 6 months. That probably varies from bank to bank. But you will just You'll just have to go in and update your financials periodically. But what that means for you is that makes you an actual cash buyer. And that is huge. You can go out and you can find deals, and you can know with confidence that you can close that deal as a cash buyer. You can be first in line, so to speak. So that is the basic thing that you need to understand about double closings. You know, anybody can do these. They're easy to do. And the key to doing them successfully is to work with an attorney, a closing attorney, or a title company that is familiar with the way investors do business. Now, in the case of my closing attorney, he's an investor. So he not only understands them, but he is, he does double closings. So hit me up on the blog if you have any questions. It's once you really stop and think about the concept of double closings, it's really pretty simple. But if you have a question, just you can contact me over at the Louisville Gals Real Estate blog. And I hope this has helped to clear up some of the confusion about double closings. Thanks for listening. And this is Sharon Vorenholt with the Louisville Gals Real Estate blog.